Welcome to the AZ Family Law Lawyers Podcast. We provide a knowledgeable guide about the Arizona legal system so you can make the right decisions for yourself and your family. We want to help you find success in your family law matters and take control of your life. This podcast series is reviewed and approved by attorney Candace Callen.
In this podcast episode, we'll discuss the advantages and disadvantages of delaying divorce until your child reaches 18 years old. Sometimes, no matter how hard a couple tries, their marriage will still fall apart. Couples divorce for all kinds of reasons, but some require less immediate attention than others. When these issues are less immediate, they may be pushed by the wayside for months or even years, especially if the couple shares children. If these children are still in school, two unhappy spouses will often decide to wait until the children have graduated before addressing their marital issues. Depending on how long you have to wait it out, you may want to learn more about the advantages and disadvantages of waiting until your children have left the nest to divorce. First, let's answer a frequently asked question: will divorce have a lasting impact on my children? It's common knowledge now that about half of all marriages end in divorce. That means approximately half of the population could be living daily life with trauma from one specific source. However, research consistently shows that about 80% of children of divorce do well in life. This means mental stability, educational and occupational success, thriving social relationships, etc. Marriage is not the factor that determines whether a child will be happy. It is the parents' ability to have a loving relationship with their children, as well as supply adequate life necessities, discipline, scheduling, and emotional responsiveness. Divorced parents are just as capable as married parents of raising happy, healthy children. You may also want to consider individual or family counseling for yourself and children for help adjusting to your new lives. Now, let's see how you can reduce the impact of divorce on your children. Divorce will be hard on your children, no matter what age they are when it occurs, including adulthood. There are several basics you should keep in mind to reduce impact on your children during a divorce. The first is to reassure your children that the divorce isn't their fault and that both of you will love them no matter what. Your children should hear as little about the mechanics of your divorce, attorneys, court orders, or support payments as possible. Therefore, you should also avoid speaking negatively about your ex in front of your children. Plus, you will both need to make efforts to be civil and amicable co-parents. Additionally, schedules will need to be respected, but flexibility will also need to be extended at times. You should try your best to give your children a similar living situation and schedule in both households. Also, don't introduce new partners to your children until a significant amount of time has passed. Working on yourself, reducing your stress, and striving for your own happiness will make you a better parent to your children. Even if you do decide to remain in a marriage with an expiration date for the sake of your children, that doesn't mean they will automatically be better off. Subjecting your children to years of arguments and tension could be just as traumatic for them in the long run as a divorce. If you choose this route, you and your spouse will need to take every precaution to avoid conflict, especially in front of your children. Doing so successfully could actually show your children a lesson in emotional maturity. Keep in mind that your children's age matters in a divorce. One of the biggest factors that may weigh into your decision about whether to wait to divorce is how old your children are. Firstly, this affects how long you will have to remain in an unhappy marriage. Secondly, this affects how aware your children will be of the tension in your marriage. Therefore, divorcing while your children are still young and aren't in tune to what is happening could save years of suffering. However, if your children are in their teenage years, it may be better to make it work in the meantime so that you don't have to address child custody and child support in your divorce. Some relationships are more tolerable than others, and only you can decide if it's worth it to remain in your marriage until your children finish school. Another important aspect to consider during divorce is community property, and how does it factor in? Arizona is a community property state, so the longer you and your spouse remain married, the more complicated it will be to divide your assets and debts upon divorce. While you may avoid the time and expense of dealing with child support and custody if you wait until your children are grown to divorce, your separate property has more opportunity to become commingled. Property acquired before the marriage or during the marriage by gift or inheritance is that spouse's separate property. However, that separate property can become commingled when community property is used to upgrade, maintain, or improve the separate property. If either spouse has any retirement accounts, these will also become more complicated to split. An attorney's assistance will be needed to complete a qualified domestic relations order, or QDRO, for a significant investment account. The length of your marriage is also one of the factors that determines whether spousal maintenance will be awarded. The longer one spouse spends taking care of the house and children, so the other spouse can go out and have a career, the longer they will be entitled to spousal maintenance. So although divorcing while your children are under 18 could mean child support, in addition to short-term spousal maintenance, there will be no child support, but longer-term spousal maintenance if the spouses divorce after the children reach adulthood. Remember, facing a divorce is undeniably tough for you and your family. Don't add to the stress by navigating it alone. Seek guidance from a seasoned divorce attorney in Phoenix, Arizona, and reach out to discuss your situation today. Depending on your current relationship with your spouse, it may be better to discuss your legal rights and obligations in a divorce with an Arizona family law attorney first. Whether you've initiated the divorce process, our experienced divorce lawyers are available for free consultations over the phone to offer guidance and representation for your specific situation. At AZ Family Law Lawyers, we offer payment plans designed to work with your budget. Our Phoenix divorce attorneys are ready to assist you with your family law needs. When dealing with family law issues, having a good family law attorney is essential for getting the outcome you want. To learn more, call AZ Family Law Lawyers at 480-263-1699 to schedule your free consultation today, or visit us online at azfamilylawlawyer.com.
Thank you for listening to the AZ Family Law Lawyers podcast. Family law situations are usually intense and can be quite heated as emotions run high. Our Arizona family law team will listen to your needs and provide the best options for you. At AZ Family Law Lawyers, we can help you through these difficult times, ensure you are in control of your situation, and help you start on a new road to success.